We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for information on the upcoming Time Machine Nationals on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Bring out the whole family for funny cars, jet cars, wheel standers, and nitro cars.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. It's 414-799-1250. Also live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. That's where Guy, that's a quality name. I like that. Guy says, defense is good, not special. They got timely takeaways and help from a PI call in the end zone. The offense is not good. After one quarter, Mike Zimmer figured it out and shut them down. 12 still holds the ball too long and is already yelling at the head coach. If you're like Guy and you want to tell everybody on the Wendy's Big Show, tweet at 1057FMTheFan or you can call us at 414-799-1250 and you're going to most likely be on the radio because Gary Ellerson is on the phones today and he's much nicer talking to individuals on the phone than I am myself, Bill Baby Tau Schmidt. I'm a little bit harsher on that, especially when you're on the phone with the radio station. Put right up to your face, right? Don't have it on speakerphone. That's all that nonsense behind. Just go right up, be nice, and in touch with us. Enjoy talking sports with the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the Radio.com app. As much as we appreciate you bringing us on your way home, especially after such a huge day, guys, in sports yesterday. The Packers off to a 2-0 start. They beat the Vikings. They almost gave a knockout punch there in the middle of the second quarter. If Geronimo Allison on the fumble that he had at the point where the Packers were trying to go up four scores at that point and make it a 28-0 game, they would have then done what the Minnesota Vikings did to the Atlanta Falcons in week one, and that was supply the knockout punch early and make it a four-score game, and everybody can go home and maybe go do some yard work around the house because this thing was in the bank and earning interest. Leroy Butler leaping into the studio. Leroy, for you, what was most impressive out of the game yesterday that you maybe didn't see going to come to fruition in the pregame?
Well, I mean, the thing about... Again, Matt LaFleur doesn't have a chart tendency yet. So the Green Bay Packers, the first 15 plays, caught them off guard. I'll give you some examples. They have a formation where they got four wide receivers and one tight end. They put Devontae Adams in the backfield, like the running back. And that's the touchdown to Geronimo Ellison. You can hear Gary Ellison tonight talk about that particular play on Spectrum News 1 tonight at 7. He'll break it down for you. So I'll save you that nugget for later. They've never seen that. Like, what do we do? Not to mention, the guy in the slot, they have a backup, number 44, Minnesota does. Because previously, the other guy gave up a couple of passes to Devontae Adams in the slot, and the coach did something that normal coaches should not do. Knee-jerk reaction. Oh, get him out. Knee-jerk. He's getting beat. So he put a replacement out there, and what you get? Aaron Rodgers, great throw to Geronimo Ellis. That catches them off guard. So that's going to happen. They're going to make adjustments. Oh, I get it now. This is what they're trying to do. Then it's going to be a different result the second half. But the 75-yard touchdown to Dalvin Cook, Florida State's finest, the reason why he got there, guess who wasn't on the field? Number 97.
Yeah, they had Fidal Brown who got washed
hey,
down.
Hey, man, Lancaster and Fidal Brown and Montravius, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Montravius Adams,
great
number 90.
Great family guy. Matter of fact, one of the best improved guys. That's your three guys out there. They're in base defense. The Packers never run base defense, but if you want to stop the run, that's the best defense to be in, just not the best personnel. That's the kind of juggling that goes on through a game. On-the-job training, that's what's going through with Matt LaFleur. He's never done this kind of stuff. I mean, just because you look like a dime piece, sometimes you got to act like one when the other dime piece come over to you and say whatever he said. Okay, let's get to the bench and let's clear the air. Most parents talk to their kids. You always listen. You mumble and talk back in your room. Mm-mm. Don't do it in front of me.
Don't do it.
Go to your room and say what you want to say. Just don't punch my walls, though. Unless I get Jason from JJ come fix that.
He can fix
but that. But I don't hear no talk back. Just keep it 100. I can be coached. Fine. But I'm willing to give these guys a little bit of space to work it out. But at the end of the day, I'm sick of talking about it. We talked about it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that, though.
Yeah, but I'm still surprised after the game, and I guess
you
I shouldn't be.
You can't be surprised. Come
I
on,
was
man.
Hoping that it was going to be
oh, man,
what Kevin
stop
King
it.
And Jair Alexander look
no,
like on the outside.
No, they're that don't sell papers. That's not clickbait. We got to get to the
Blake
fun
Martinez
stuff.
Is looking like a star
oh,
in the middle
man,
of that linebacking
stop
core.
It. We don't want to hear that.
Covering the whole field.
We don't want to hear that they're 2-0. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess
I
guess
don't want to hear about this drama that we knew was going to take place. Now, I'm being a little hyperbole in there, but that's
only a little, though, because you like pettiness, and I understand it.
I love pettiness.
And America
I do
does,
not like
too.
Drama.
That's why there's shows like The Bachelor in Paradise, because people love drama and
well,
pettiness,
they
and they want that to go into their sports as well.
They need to let The Big Show screen all Bachelor recipients, men and women. Let us screen them.
Or just have me as the Bachelor. Gary, for you, what did you notice in the game that was so different than maybe something that you didn't expect to see coming into the 21-16 win?
You know, that's a good question, Bill. I think the first series of plays, how they did and how they set everything up surprised me. You know, Steve would have talked about Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones being in the backfield at the same time. That was surprising. Had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was good.
And just really that whole the groupings together, the whole personnel. I tweeted that out during the game. I just mm-hmm. thought the personnel groupings, the way they yep. did it, was absolutely outstanding.
And you've been talking about the bunches
got, yeah,
for
you
4 months.
A lot yep. of different looks
yep.
with personnel. Yep. I mean, I just thought that everything that they gave them was different. I do agree with Leroy, too, in that I think they caught them off guard. Now, here's the thing. Don't want to get ahead of myself, but now Denver's coming in town. Now you got some stuff on film.
Right. Sure. And Vic Fangio has played well against Aaron yeah. Rodgers before in his career.
But it's a different offense.
And a different defense that he's got to work
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
You have Von Miller and Chubb.
And
that's
neither have
need.
A sack for some reason. I can't no, even. Well, crazy. And Bradley,
you'd hoping they've had one.
Bradley
well,
Chubb got
well, I know
robbed
what
or something.
I know what's wrong with Von Miller, though.
You well, his leg's gone.
You go on Instagram. You
yeah, his legs ain't got no legs. That's what's wrong with him.
You go on Instagram, you see what's wrong with Von Miller right now. He may not get now another side.
Not now, another.
Stevie, you were juiced up, I can only imagine, with the personnel grouping of Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams in the backfield together. It scores a touchdown. You were watching the game with everybody at the Mecca, though.
Wait
it was
a minute.
Amazing.
Steve also said, he told y'all, I don't want to come in here and see Dalvin Cook miss y'all missing tackle. Didn't you say that?
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
And I didn't want to text you because I know you was at the Mecca and I know what was going on, but that's exactly what you said.
But you listen to Baby Tosh, you listen to Gary, and they tell you, yeah. oh, he's really good. So, you
well,
know,
you said
people, guys are going to miss tackles. Billy Turner gets beat. Well, the defensive linemen are really good. I mean, so this is what we have right now. We have the... If we don't play well or something goes wrong, well, that guy's really good. He's going to be a Pro Bowler. He's a
he
really
gets
good
paid
player.
Too.
Right.
That's the best one.
He's a Pro
but
Bowler.
You are
going
right?
to get beat. It is what that it is, top. Right? It's no big deal. So now you're going to get Denver, right?
Uh-oh.
Now, if we miss tackles against Denver.
Phillip Lindsay going to the house.
Is that
going to
be a problem?
Phillip Lindsay is going to the
no,
house.
No, but is it
going to
be, well, he's a good running back.
That's him.
Or is it going to be, well, dude, you got to tackle that dude. I mean, he's not Dalvin Cook. You got to wrap up and tackle that dude. Or is it going to be, well, he's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not Dalvin Cook, and you are going to miss tackles. Like, this is the game of football.
So you're okay with missing tackles then? Because this has been an issue on this show for 5 years before you got here. Every year we complain about missing tackles. Leroy specifically talks about how they should be tackling and how they're not tackling correctly. So for you, as a former college football player, for you, has it been an issue for you with Packers defenders missing tackles for the last few years?
No. I notice missed tackles around the NFL every single week.
So this won't be an issue with Baritosh. Is it an issue with you, Leroy?
It's timely.
Timely. I like that.
Yeah. That like wasn't timely. The time for Savage to miss down. It just wasn't. Because they give us the word safety for a reason. And I told you, behind me is the goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it. You just can't. Now, of course, human error is going to occur. But the reaction should be the same as if Jair Alexander not getting that interception. But it's not. Oh, it's okay. That's okay. Jair Alexander, he should get that. But no. In the barbershop, it's like, oh, hey, man. Savage had a lot of room to cover. Hey, man, listen, Savage is 4'3". Isn't that what he is?
That's what he is.
It's legit 4'3". Now, there is a way for you to do that. Close the gap without leaving your feet. He went lateral instead of straight ahead. That can be fixed. But if it occurs again, and that's Steve's question, when do we cause an issue? The same energy we're giving LaFleur and Rodgers. Get energy towards that.
I don't believe that will ever happen because people love to see Aaron Rodgers be the focal point
of
frustration.
Why are you looking at Gary while you're saying that?
Because people love it. People love Aaron Rodgers being frustrated.
No, he doesn't.
Aaron Rodgers is not frustrated. What's he frustrated about?
People love being frustrated with Aaron Rodgers as well. Yeah. Is that wrong?
Bah, humbug.
You're talking about Gary prior to this last home Packer game.
Ah, humbug.
He's been gotten.
And everybody
that's
that
all right, though.
Got Gary? To the Mecca for the Packer game this week.
I tell you what, if they let me do about 30 tours, I'll be gotten.
You got a point there.
Let me do about 30 Lambeau Field tours, I'll be gotten.
Let me be quiet.
I could be too. They pay me that much money.
I don't know how much you're getting, but just give me about 30 of them. I'll be gotten.
Instead, you get to watch the games at the Mecca, Stevie.
Absolutely right. Hey,
how's the crowd, Steve? Set the scene for me now.
Yeah,
this is a big rival. How many Viking jerseys you saw with the number 4?
Two? Three,
That's way too many.
Yeah, I thought I was going to see a lot more than that. There weren't nearly as many Vikings fans as I was expecting to see. No, Bear fans
you
came
know
out.
Why? Because they
all
made
the game.
They made Gary upset.
Bear
the
fans
game.
Were far more out in support for their team than the Vikings fans were this last week. By far. And this is the cool thing about the football experience at the Mecca. First off, it's 3 levels, right? So you got the 3rd level,
amazing,
which is all the skyboxes, the booths. You got personal TVs. You can pretty much reserve all
Steve,
those ahead of time.
Get me a sponsor so I can come one of these days, man. I don't cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
Get me a sponsor.
Sure. Third
man,
floor.
He's doing it again.
Third floor bar. First come, first serve on the 3rd floor. Plus, you have all the outdoor seating area on the 3rd floor.
That was a beautiful day.
That was all 4. Awful. 2nd floor, mezzanine seats. I think they're the best seats in the house. You're just looking straight at the 42-foot big screen TV.
Very nice.
With 9 TVs surrounding it with the NFL Sunday Ticket going on. You can reserve those seats. Plus, you have the whole 1st level, more booths, more tables, a whole nother bar area. And then we got our DJ booth down there with our guy Peanut Gallery running the spotlights and the C2O cannons and everything else going on. And
nice.
Go Pack, go Chance, and bang the drum playing after touchdowns. Trivia throughout the games. Miller Lite providing prizes. Grand prizes after the game, courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards. It's just a great time. It's the best place to watch any sporting event you could possibly imagine is at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Deer District, across from Fiserv Forum. Call ahead, reserve your tables or seats now, or just show up on Sunday morning. Doors open at 10 o'clock before Green Bay in Denver. Go to themecca.com, themecca.com.
My niece lives in Boulder. She says it's a ton of Bronco fans here, so I would not be surprised if it's a bunch there Sunday.
There's a bunch of Packer fans in Denver, too.
Wow. That's true. That's true.
I have not seen.
That's true. I did not see that. But I know Seahawks are here in the Texas because of Russell Wilson,
right?
J.J. Watt. I get that. And, of course, Chicago.
I've not seen Bronco fans around.
I have not either. But that's what I've heard.
We'll see.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM.
We'll
the
take
Fan.
Money too,
Leroy's boy wants out.
Yeah, I'm definitely not as good as I was, but in big moments, I'm the guy still. I still want that opportunity. I believe in myself. I've had a lot of success in those moments, and I think I'm able to lock it in a little bit more.
He's still the guy. You heard him right there. Leap 36 has been saying it for quite some time. He's still the man.
I know how I feel about Bron. 3-2, two outs.
Two strikes.
Any kind of fastball.
Any kind.
If it's in the dirt, I'll take a walk. But I'm gonna take the lead.
But man, I'm gonna wait till you hang that slider one more time because you messed around with it and thought you were gonna get it past me the first time.
Yeah, I
hit it about 400, but I hit it about 50 feet foul.
Yes.
So you're gonna throw it to me again, but this time you're gonna serve it up right on that silver platter, right in the middle, and I'm gonna take it about 420 feet.
People were ripping me though, because they said, "Leroy, your boy's staring it down too long. He needs to run to the base." I say, "You stop it. Mm-mm. This is a 3-2." I mean, you know,
it could have taken him 15 seconds to get the first base, and I would have been fine.
I've seen worse, okay?
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the sarcasm, Steve? Or you?
No, you're right. Yeah, I'm with you.
He didn't do like some of these other guys.
No, not at all.
I've seen Judge Marty do something worse than that, and I love Judge Marty.
Yasmani Grandal my favorite part about when he hits a home run. Yasmani Grandal makes it like has this face that makes him look like he's insulted that you thought you were going to get the pass.
Condescending.
Right. Like he's looking at you like, you really thought you were going to get that past me. You really thought that I wasn't going to hit that thing 420 feet. Are you kidding me?
He's got so many walks, though. It's just amazing.
Hey, he's on pace for 100 walks, first time since Prince.
So before the break, you teased about Packer fans getting all excited about wanting to get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
That was Minkah Fitzpatrick of the Miami Dolphins.
That's your boy from Alabama, ain't
it? Yep, who has been rumored that
he can play multiple positions.
He can play slot, he can play corner, he can play safety.
He can play a lot.
They're saying that he's a former first-round pick. They're estimating they probably want a first or a second.
What's the but? All caps.
Jalen Ramsey just requested a trade.
I don't want that problem. Go ahead.
What?
On you, Gary.
What?
Okay,
that's
hold on.
Guy.
Gary. Hold on.
Florida State.
I agree. Hold on. Field Yates just tweeted out details on Jalen Ramsey. Under contract through 2020.
Yep.
Base salary cap hits of $3.2 million in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Cheap.
$13.7 million in 2020.
You're going to have to make that about
has
20.
Played and started 50 out of 50 games, two-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro once already, 202 career tackles, 9 interceptions, 45 passes broken up.
You said Antonio Brown or just Jalen?
Jalen Ramsey we're talking about.
Hey, man, I like Kevin King with no headache. I'm okay with subtitles. And
Jalen Ramsey and King are starting.
I don't want the headache.
Jair Alexander is your third cornerback. Are you kidding me,
man? Y'all get him. Put him on y'all team in Indianapolis.
He never learned. I mean, he does.
And that's why I'm a Florida State guy.
He just never.
Yeah, Steve, I'm 2-0 right now. I don't need that in my locker room.
Dude, that is a shutdown corner.
Did you shut down your head coach like he did?
Yeah, don't shut down.
Did you see the video
with him and Marone?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, don't want him.
What? You got 12. Fine. He can shut down Patton. 12 shuts down the floor.
It's okay for 12.
We got one on each side.
It's okay for 12.
You want another one? We got one on both sides in.
It's okay for 12.
Now they both can go have drinks together, LaFleur and Patton, and talk about their guys they got to deal with.
But take phone calls on it then. Y'all want him.
It's okay.
Take phone calls on it.
Come on, man. He's a shut down corner.
I dare you. I want guys here that play together. I'm not looking for that, Steve. I don't need the individuals. I need a team.
Deion Sanders was an individual.
No.
Yeah.
He's not Deion Sanders.
No.
Okay. I'm not saying talent level,
don't
but I'm saying
he was
an individual. He was about promoting Deion all the time. That's what Deion was about. He was about.
He dropped a pick six, Jalen Ramsey. We got a guy already did that. We don't need to say more to say.
He's not.
That's true.
Well, not even that, Leroy. You don't want that anymore.
Not even in the locker room. They want Antonio Brown.
This man showed up.
They won't stop.
This man showed up to training camp in the back of a Brinks truck.
He want
to
get paid. Which
go
I don't
somewhere
blame
else.
Him.
Packers aren't going to pay him.
No.
We're renting him for a year and a half.
Nah,
that's all you're doing.
No, we don't need no rent.
All you're doing.
We
you're renting him.
Yeah, and then he ain't going to want to play. He ain't going to want to play because you ain't renegotiating his deal.
Why'd you trade me here if you're not going to sign me?
You're not going to sign me. You're not doing all that.
His line is not too long in the autograph line at pick and save. He'll be
so you think he'll have any suitors?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Oakland.
You know,
why?
You know
why would anybody want him based on what you three just said?
Rumor to the Raiders come.
And he'll end up in New England.
Now, why would the Raiders take him? They didn't want Antonio Brown.
It'll be him and Gilmore. It'll be him and Gilmore.
Raiders.
How does that make any sense to anybody?
Rumor to the Raiders.
Where are you going?
Look at it.
I'm just asking, how does that make sense to anybody?
Because John
Gruden.
You got rid
of Khalil Mack. You got rid of Antonio Brown.
Yep.
And now you want this dude?
Because the Raiders make no sense.
Jalen Ramsey and John Gruden are going to get along?
Yep.
Well, because they lost their guy, too.
He'll knock on wood.
Their first-round pick from Mississippi State. What's his name?
Jonathan Abram.
Yeah. Abram. Yep. They need a deal.
That's why it makes sense.
Hey, man, listen.
This is your boy, too. Florida State.
It's hard.
True to the bone,
you
love Florida State.
I love all my kids. I don't like them all. I love them all, but I don't like them all.
This is one that you don't like?
Is that different?
Totally different.
Can you explain that to me?
Hey, man, sometimes you just don't want to, you know, you hope that this phone call.
You always have love. You always have love for somebody, but you don't necessarily.
Yeah, you don't mind them calling, but sometimes you call, you just squint your face like, man, I know this ain't good. What you want?
What you do to your face?
Squinchy? Like scrunchy face.
Yeah, look at my like, normal face.
Like
every
time.
You love him, though. Well, but you're no, like, right. Man, why they got my number?
Hey, man. So Roscoe calls on the show from time to time, just texted me. He said, now watch the Bears go get him, and then everybody's going to be pissed off again.
Let him tear his locker room up.
That's what we said about Khalil Mack, and then look.
No, I've never said that.
Khalil Mack.
Well, not tearing up the locker room. But we all said, let him get him. They overspent for him.
Right.
Let him have him. Then he ran roughshod over the Packers, and we all said, damn, why did we get him?
That's different. The Packers did try to get him. It was just the number was too high.
The number was too high.
And Chicago chose them because they had a better draft pick. We ain't doing that. I make a phone call. Wait a minute. I can't.
That'd be fun. Jalen Ramsey against Devontae Adams twice a year. Can't wait.
Man, Devontae, can't nobody stop
you know
Devontae
why?
Adams
you know why
anymore.
I don't care?
I don't care about that.
You know why I don't care? Because they still got Trubisky.
Sure.
That's a good point.
No, you're right about that.
That's
for
a
now.
Good point. We
they
all
ain't
going to
get all
that.
The defense player they want.
Is he in that category now?
What?
Like
Cutler?
They can do whatever.
He's worse than Cutler.
Yeah.
He's in a worse situation where it's like they can do whatever they want, but they still got Mitch.
They can do whatever they want defensively. They can call Leroy back if they want to. Have him come out and do some stuff.
Thank you. That dude's perfect.
Hey, I think we still got to wait on Trubisky.
They can have Leroy.
He got some time.
I don't know, man.
It's only
his
third year.
He might be brutal. But this was something that was interesting, and we were talking about quarterbacks across the league. Lamar Jackson is just balling out. I mean, he is just surefire. Killing it right now. He's 1-2 with Patrick Mahomes and the guys that are dominating the sport right now.
Why do you think Flacco's playing this week in Denver?
My favorite part, though, about the Lamar Jackson thing was everybody like expected him to get worse in his second year in the NFL. Instead, all he's doing is blowing the top off of it.
The difference between him, RG3, and all these other quarterbacks, he gets out of bounds. RG3 would not get down.
Aaron told him to slide a little bit.
He wouldn't. I mean, a lot of these guys, Russell Wilson, get down. Russell Wilson, get down. You never see shots on Russell. He'll run out of bounds in a minute. It's about lining up again. And this guy, when he couldn't throw the ball, dropping dimes.
Adam Schefter saying the Jaguars could trade Jalen Ramsey this week and want at least a first-round pick for number 20.
Yeah, ask ain't nothing but ask, but I'll give him away right now for a third round just to get him out of the locker room.
Here's the video again, Steve. Come on now. You're going to want this guy. He just swung on his head coach.
Swung on him.
Now he's barking at him that he wants some more.
Hey, rewind that
coming back over here. Now you get away from me.
Okay. Man, that was not what you think it was.
It wasn't.
Man, he was upset.
Oh! So misunderstood.
Hey, he like your boy, Gary.
Hey, man.
It's not what you see.
Yeah,
you
hey,
know
look.
What I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm going to help you out. This is what that was.
That's fake news.
He was upset because they didn't get the family style of chili from Wendy's.
Well,
that's all that was about.
You telling me I don't have 48 nuggets? At home.
I'm telling you.
I counted all the nuggets. It's only 37.
It's all about Wendy's. That's what that was all about.
Sir, calm down. We'll get you a few
more.
Yeah,
man.
Just take it
easy. See, look at him. Man, I can't believe you didn't get that chill.
He just swung on his head coach.
No.
Tough guy.
You don't want to do
that. He's also wearing pigtails.
What does that matter? Who cares what his hairstyle is?
I don't care, but I don't want a dude wearing pigtails. I can tell you that much. I wear a man bun, and this is a little bit sketchy.
Some girls like that, but and this is in Duval, okay? I'm from Duval. They're okay with it.
Is that a difference?
What they're not okay with in Duval, because it's about the name on the back of your jersey as well as the front, okay? He's representing his family. His mom and dad, and they are not happy about that.
Nah. I can't think so.
Nah.
This dude just swung on his head coach. I'm sorry, Steve.
And that's not an alleged. You don't mean alleged and admit. No.
Nobody should want this dude then. So we'll see what he does for.
Go over there and say, man, you can't drop this. You better get out.
Like we always talk about, sometimes talent supersedes what you have to deal with.
Nah.
That dude's pretty talented.
I don't believe that, Steve.
He's going to be a Kansas City Chief.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
He'll be a Raider.
Yeah, I would figure, wouldn't it?
He'll that be a would Raider. Make sense.
No, he's going to end up on a good team. Watch.
Hey, I'm going to
be a Patriot. Then I'll really get mad.
You don't think so? Because he brought Marcus Peters, and Marcus Peters, I mean, straight out of Oakland, that dude is nuts.
How about Belichick?
Yeah, that's where he'll go. Yeah.
Either that or Raiders. Yeah. But Andy Reid ain't bringing that in the locker room.
He'll go to New England and play wide receiver, too.
Andy Reid brings in some reclamation projects, though.
Where's Marcus Peters at now?
He was in L.A. with the Rams, and I don't know if his contract got picked up.
Be there.
Steve, talk about Wendy's, and I'll see where Marcus Peters is. I'm sorry, man. I got too frustrated when the dude swung at his head coach.
What's her name, Steve?
Sheila.
Tell Sheila to get me a biggie bag over here real quick.
He's in L.A.
How long much time you got?
Got lots of time. Wendy's, we were just talking about it. For only $9.99, you can get family nuggets. 48 nuggets, regular or spicy for $9.99.
Let me get them family.
Or for only $9.99, you can get a family chili delicious that feeds 4 to 6 people, again, for just $9.99. If you are looking to fix up something quick for the family that's yet delicious and affordable, this is it. Wendy's, go right now and take advantage of their family-style dinners.
There it is. That makes sense. He's going to go to the Redskins. Like, this would be the most Redskins move that they could get.
Nah.
Jalen Ramsey.
They're too far away.
First of all, he go to the Redskins. He going to –
him and Norman are going to be fighting
the
people
brother.
Left and right.
Who? Josh Norman?
No, Chucky's brother over there, right? He already had
Jay Gruden.
Yeah, Jay Gruden.
They already have a problem with Adrian Peterson.
Hey, you know who likes trouble people? John Dorsey. He likes trouble people in Cleveland.
Of course, Cleveland on the list.
I'm just
but
saying.
But they don't win tonight. All hell going to break loose in Cleveland. JD going to be looking for another job. All these
they
got
to win this game without Darnold.
If they lose this tonight, trust me. All here. And if that boy come out there with that watch on again,
he's
all
going
that
to.
Stuff,
OBJ,
all that crazy.
Yeah, he said he's
going to.
And, what?
He said he's going to. He's wearing it, he said.
Man, I missed that dump.
Leroy, what you think about
Leroy, that? Leroy, what would you do if you saw a receiver running across the middle with a watch on the kind of price that OBJ was rocking the other day?
I had one of my young boys go cop that and say we found it. Get a reward for it. So he'll get it back, but we need
he'd
like
be like, grand. I tell you, he'd be like, who the boy that played cornerback when it snatched his necklace right off
Aqib Talib grabbed Crabtree's.
Yeah. Now, I tell you what, if I was playing with Joker, Kenny Steele would go and just snatch it right off his arm.
That'll be right at the barbershop tomorrow about
just
4
snatch
o'clock.
It.
Not eBay. Hey. Too many taxes.
Speaking of Kenny Steele, his kid is falling outright now.
Hand to hand.
Really
Well, I mean, you know what? He's in a good situation in Houston.
That's cool when you have a quarterback to throw you the football.
Yeah, he's in a good situation in Houston.
That's
and
no
he
doubt.
Was like more of a throw-in at that.
Yeah, to a degree.
To a degree, because they really wanted to tackle.
The left tackle.
Good for him getting out of Miami, because that place, I mean.
Well, you know,
started on
after
fire.
After he went after owner, you knew something had to happen.
No doubt about it. Something had to happen. But Stephen Ross should also maybe just like sell that team, because he does not know what he's doing.
What are we going to talk about? 4-4,
well, they do need a defensive back. Raven Green on injured reserve. But, you know, I thought what was significant, they have two kickers as part of the captains. Did y'all notice that?
Yeah.
J.K. Scott moving up the ladder quick.
You did say it.
Hey, did y'all not give me grief on J.K. Scott?
I did.
So you see what I'm talking about now?
Are people buying his jersey? You'd have to. Now he's a captain.
No. People cannot be buying a punter's jersey.
He was a captain last week.
I don't care. He's a punter.
You see what I'm talking about now?
Yep. You're right, Gary.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a baller. But he's a punter.
You gave me side eye like crazy.
Because I said, what are you most confident in this week? You good?
He said J.K. Scott. Did you know he was a captain?
Yeah, I saw him and Mason Crosby. 2 years, cuz.
No, Roger's did you know he was a whole year?
I understand.
Yeah.
2 years. Captain.
That's crazy.
Two years.
He was a captain last year, too?
Punter.
No.
Oh.
But he only been on the team for 2 years, Roy. Right.
But how did you know he was going to be captain this week?
I can't tell you all my sources, man.
Yeah, we can't.
You can't
we
tell your boy?
I tell
that.
You
no.
off the air. I won't tell you about
it. I'll tell you on the air. Coming up next, Wendy's Big Show.
I knew it was coming because I knew he had a step on me. And I knew if I was a quarterback, I probably would have threw that. So I just put my head down and went for it. Sure, you know, I just seen it, went and got it. You know, that's when the ball in the air, there's two receivers out there trying to get it. You know, it ain't no DB receiver. It's two receivers trying to get it.
No difference. 100. No DB in a wideout. Two receivers going to get that football. That's Kevin King yesterday.
Well, let's get this last phone call before we get out of here, guys. Let's get out to my guy Leon on the north side. What's up, Leon?
What's going on, fellas?
You now, how you know he had a name that Leon that he was also had to
let,
be on the north
Leon
side?
Let Leon talk, man. We got but a few minutes. What you got, Leon? Come on, man.
Real quick, man. Hey, normally, Gary, you know, I'm with y'all on this. But I just seen different than Carmelo. I was with y'all on the Carmelo thing. I'm with Sparky on this, man. Let's what? Bring Jalen Ramsey in here, man. Because, look, be honest with you, behind, I like our starting unit, but the depth, we need more depth at the DB position, man.
Yeah.
I think, I'm tired. Let's do it the Patriot way, man. Whoever can make us win, man. I'm tired of this conservative. Let's just, you know, get the Packer guys. That ain't got us nothing nowhere in a long time, man. Let's bring them on in, man.
Man, Jalen Rose, you can't, what's that boy's name?
Jalen Ramsey.
You can't bring Jalen Ramsey up here, man. He's swinging on. Rose. He's swinging on his coaches like that, Leon. He can't be swinging on his coach, man.
Man, it's an emotional game. I know y'all play on the highest. Look, we got Leroy as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but I ain't never seen Leroy swing on his coach though, cuz.
No, but y'all know y'all had them guys on the team that was wild. We need some crazy in the locker room a little bit. He ain't gonna swing on the you know, if he, you know, it'd be all right, man. We can get him in. Let's bring him in there.
Yeah, he ain't swinging on 55.
Leon, real quick, what high schools you go to? Leon, what high school you go to, cuz?
What high school I went to, man? I went to the old school Tech, man. It was back in the day.
Oh, Milwaukee Tech.
Like when it was boys Tech.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, look, check this out. This is the thing, you got to look at it, too. His teammates was mostly riding with him. So maybe that coach just ain't the right coach, man. Why I got to all be Jalen Ramsey?
That may be true, too, but still.
It did look that way, Leon.
Yeah, they was riding with him, man. Yeah. So I say bring him on in, man. I mean, look. We 2-0, but I still don't even feel like we're gonna win them on the 8-9 games, man. I mean, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm encouraged somewhat. I think going forward to next year, I think this is the transition year where we load up during this offseason.
Leon, that's baseball.
I'm gonna ask Leon his last question, Leroy. You know I got a question for a Joker. Yeah. Leon, where you get your hair cut at, man?
Well, I get my homie cut my hair, man. He cut me in the basement, man. Oh,
yeah. How much you charge?
How much he charged me? He don't charge me too much or nothing, man. We do favors.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I like it. Like
okay. Hey, I go to Ebony too.
Now we talking.
Ebony too. Ebony too, right over there on Fond du Lac. I go over there if he ain't available. You know, if I do go to a shop.
That's my guy, right. Deidre King.
All right, Leon. Thanks for calling.
My favorite is that it's a favor for a favor.
Yeah, it's a favor for a favor.
So Leon will figure it out.
Leon agrees with Steve. Bring him in.
Craziness.
Yeah.
I don't
want Jalen Rose over here, man.
It's interesting because I'm seeing people. Who did this tweet come from?
No, Jalen Rose works for ESPN.
Pro Football Talk tweeted out, Jalen Ramsey becomes the next test in the effort to get NBA-style power for NFL players.
It is. That's all this is.
It wouldn't start with that.
What this is, guys. They're seeing what NBA guys are doing.
Yes.
They're going to do themselves now.
Saw this.
Never
can't tell.
We got to do this as a topic tomorrow.
That's all this is.
This conversation
all
tomorrow.
These young boys, that's what they're doing, man. Antonio Brown. Now, Antonio got some more stuff going
some
on.
Some other
but
stuff going on.
They're manipulating the system, though.
And the kid from Wisconsin just patiently says,
Melvin,
you know what, I'm going to stay over here.
Well, but see, Melvin Gordon,
I'm going to wait.
He went to Wisconsin, educated. He kind of know how to do it.
Right, he's just like, hey, I'm going to sit back, let all this nonsense go. Whenever you guys want to pay me, I'm right here. I need to get paid, and then we'll figure it all out.
But he's going to the system though. Works for him.
But he's right. coming in
well,
to
he's
play
coming
this year.
In so he can get that
but he
accrued.
Knows, right. He knows when it has to accrue.
Season.
If he's in by week 7, yeah. he doesn't have to pay the exorbitant fines for the last 3 right. before he's uneligible
hey,
free agency.
Cat from Wisconsin, man.
He knows what's up.
And you still keep your reputation, no real dust up. You know, you just fighting for what
like,
you want to fight for.
It's like when you go over to Uptown Motors, you're going to get a great car and a great experience. Come on, Leroy.
I heard you earlier say Matt LaFleur was brought to buy Uptown.
Brought to you by Uptown Motors, he will be on All Green and Gold Mondays.
I like when we implement this great company. I mean, they do everything. I mean, you got GM going on strike. You got a lot of stuff going on, but Ford is doing their thing, okay? Listen to me, guys. If you want space, something to pull your gear, maybe up to 7,000 pounds, I have the perfect vehicle for you. Now, if you're one of these fast guys, not me, Gary. I know Gary drives fast. He just does. Now, please don't pull him over because he ain't got no money to pay the ticket. But 400 horsepower ST model, and that's the new 2020 Explorer. I like the F-150. It's America's best-selling truck. But you can get what you want. Go to Uptown Motors, Highway 100 and Mayfair Road over there, close to the mall. go over there and say, Leroy Butler sent me over here. He says I can get a good deal. Matter of fact, he said y'all got some 0% for 72 months, and you can be able to take care of me. You know, the people in Brookfield got good credit. They'll be over there getting them. Don't let the people in Brookfield get all these nice trucks. Go over there yourself. UptownMotors.com, and that's Uptown Ford, Leroy's favorite and only dealership he deals with.
Steve is like a kid in a candy store over here. He's got cash.
Oh, Steve loves drama, man.
Hey, man.
NFC teams. NFC teams. Eagles have $30 million in cap room. Yeah, you like them in Philly? How about the Cowboys?
They wanted Melvin Gordon.
Cowboys got $23.8 million.
Problems. They don't need no problems.
Yeah, they already got Zeke. He's in.
Bears have $19 million in cap room. The Bears could also do it.
Well, they got to sign Mitch Trubisky to like a $30 million contract, right?
How about the Seahawks? $15.4 million for the Seahawks.
No, I think they're done.
That's another NFC team. And then the Packers at $10.5 million.
No,
we got to get Kenny Clark that money.
Yes, and Blake Martinez.
Yeah. Yeah, Kenny Clark contract coming soon.
Dude, stop.
Blake Martinez.
Are you asking me, Blake Martinez or Jalen Ramsey?
We'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow at 2 on Next Show's Next. Baby, Shane Blind postgame show after Brewers. We're back tomorrow at 2. Peace.
Let's go. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.